the Buffalo Billion Project, the state awarded the biotech company Albany Molecular Research Inc., or AMRI, a building and equipment for a research lab in Buffalo. The Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus and partner Fort Schuyler originally decided on a location on the Buffalo campus, but according to a new investigation by reporter Charlotte Keith of Investigative Post, Dr. Alan Calleros and officials from Fort Schuyler abruptly abandoned that plan in favor of the Conventus building a few blocks away. Conventus happened to be under construction at the time by Louis Simonelli's company, L.P. Simonelli, and owned by his brother, Paul's firm, Simonelli Real Estate. The upshot, AMRI was moved into Conventus and did not get what it needed, and the state spent 50% more on construction than the original building estimates. Joining us with details is founder, editor, and executive director of Investigative Post, Jim Heaney. Good to talk to you.
Good to be back.
So the story has many of the same themes, like bid rigging, that we've heard about before. Tell us more about what Charlotte found.
Well, I think the big picture is that some of the same dynamics of the deal making that Pre-Bihara had trouble with the awarding of the contract to L.P. Simonelli for the solar panel manufacturing plant in South Buffalo were at play in the deal that brought AMRI to the Buffalo Medical Campus. I think two things in particular. Fort Schuyler Management Corp, which was the state nonprofit overseeing the project, doesn't appear to have used the kind of procurement processes that the state usually uses in choosing real estate locations and in choosing developers to build on those locations. It was more the same in terms of the favoritism that has gotten people brought up on federal charges. Mm-hmm. If the U.S. attorney is to be believed, it happened at the Solar City project, and it appears that those same dynamics were at play here. Secondly, Todd Howe, you know, a name that has become, at least in political circles, almost a household name. Todd Howe was working for Fort Schuyler, it turns out that he was also working for L.P. Simonelli, not just with the Solar City project, but with the AMRI project as well. So you had a guy presumably advising Elaine Carlieros on contracts, who was not only taking money from Elaine Carlieros, but was taking money from Lou Simonelli. And so you had this guy playing both sides of the fence.
How did the leaders of the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus, which were eager to have AMRI on its campus, respond to news that Alan Calleros had moved them, that AMRI wasn't coming, that they instead were going to move to Conventus?
Well, Paul Whelan, who was the CEO at the time, and frankly, I give a lot of credit for going on the record with us, Paul told Charlotte Keith, my reporter in the story, that he was, shocked at the way the project was handled. Carlieros kind of, or at least Fort Schuyler, appeared to have kind of unilaterally decided we're not going to go on the smart pill location that the medical campus was working on through architectural planning and stuff like that. But we're going to go to Conventus. And, Whelan told us that he was very, very surprised, a little befuddled by that. He also told us that Carlieros seemed to have a real obsession with the aesthetics of the building. He needed something that looked really good. So, Whelan was very forthcoming in terms of, and the fact that, the first meeting the medical campus had with folks from the state who was at the table, but Todd Howe.
Hmm. So the aesthetics of the original building weren't appealing to Calleros, who is known for building some very grand structures. But the campus had invested something like $100,000 in prepping for the original building, like hiring an architect and things like that. So they lost money on this deal.
Yeah, I don't know if they ever recouped it or not. But they certainly. What you had here was you had the medical campus charged with finding a location whose decisions were overridden. You had a company, AMRI, that really wasn't much in the loop at all in terms of this, of the decision making. And I think it's noteworthy that the space that they wound up moving into is not particularly well suited for their needs. They do a lot of research involving flammable chemicals, and they couldn't store those chemicals on the seventh floor, so they had a very inconvenient operation. Well, they have an inconvenient where you've got to schlep stuff up and down, you know, between the first floor and the seventh floor.
I like the analogy that he used. It's like having a laundry all the way in the basement when you could have it on your own near your bedroom.
Yeah, I mean, it's inconvenient. I think the other thing that's noteworthy is that, you know, when the governor announced the state investment in AMRI, you know, he said it's going to bring at least 250 jobs to the facility, and, you know, we're 3 years out, and there's, I believe, 53 or 57 jobs. And Carly Arrows, you know, shortly after the announcement, says, oh, it's not going to be 250. It's going to be 500. I'll bet within 3 years it's going to be 500. Well, there's one-tenth the number of jobs there. So what you've got is you've got some of the same questionable business dealings. You've got a consultant getting paid by both sides. You've got a building going up without a lot of input from the occupant, who at the end of the day doesn't have a particularly good
It's not useful
layout
to them, really, yeah.
And for taxpayers, you've got 50-some-odd jobs and a cost. If the only company that's on the hook to actually create jobs is AMRI.
That's the only one that is absolutely guaranteed to make jobs. They have
so
to.
So for the guaranteed jobs, the subsidy works out to $900,000 per job. So, you know, this is, you know, when you combine this deal with the solar panel plant, you've just got to be shaking your head. This is not an efficient use of public money, and the process used leaves a whole lot to be desired. Whether it's criminal or not, I guess that's up to the U.S. attorney and ultimately a judge or jury to decide.
Jim, reading from the story, Empire State Development Corporation voted in March of 2014 to approve funding for the AMRI project, funding that would go in part to buy this seventh floor of the Conventus building from Simonelli. Why would ESD okay this move if it wasn't in AMRI's best interests?
Well, you know, Empire State Development is supposed to be providing oversight over the Fort Schuyler projects. I think it's probably safe to say that they weren't paying very close attention. I think it's also safe to say, given our interactions with ESD on this story and others, ESD has just been completely uncooperative. And they don't want, you know, they did not want this story broadcast, published. They refused to answer even the most basic of questions. The stonewalling on the part of the Cuomo administration continues on the Buffalo Billion. And it's I consider it to be shameful. Absolutely, you know, the governor gets up and makes all these announcements about reforms on one hand. And on the other hand, his key people at ESD are refusing to answer questions, and I think it's in part because they dropped the ball in the oversight of all these projects, and in part because they continue to not want the public to know how badly they screwed up.
I have to say we're out of time, but I recommend that you read this story. Go to investigativepost.org. It's Jim Heaney, who we're speaking to, founder and editor of iPost, and great work by reporter Charlotte Keith. Jim, thank you again.
Thank you.
This program is presented by WCNY Syracuse.